This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Kent State University President Beverly Warren's last day on the job is this Sunday. Warren is stepping down after 5 years leading the university. I sat down with Warren to talk to her about her tenure as the university's 12th president. She says one thing that was important to her from the start was to be connected with the students.
I made that as a conscious decision when I accepted the opportunity. I never really knew my president. I knew his name, but I never saw him. And I wanted to make sure that our students understood what an important part of the fabric of the life of the university they were. And part of that is knowing your president. And so the very first day, July 1 of 2014, I'm walking around with a group of students there. They're giving me the tour as if I'm a freshman. And they're walking around. They say, well, what should we call you? And I said, well, most people just call me Bev. And that stuck. And I think it stuck in a very respectful way. And I think these students know their president and they know she cares.
Every university president faces challenges during their tenure. Some come from within the university. Some are external. In your mind, what were the biggest that you faced, and grade yourself on how you handled them?
The largest challenge we face, I think, in higher education is really clearly articulating the value proposition of higher education, the value of a college degree. And I think you can see in public dialogue, in state house, federal discussions, there's the question of, has college become too expensive? And is it necessary for a good life? And we know the data. We know that college graduates are healthier. They're more productive. They earn more over a lifetime. They have great life trajectories. And so I think I've done well in that aspect of really articulating the value of a college degree and the value of Kent State University. But we have so much more to do in advocacy.
May 4th. The way Kent State has dealt with the memory of May 4th has evolved over time, from distancing to tacit acceptance to acknowledging and embracing that history and that legacy. What do you think is the next step for the school in terms of properly and appropriately recognizing this part of Kent State's history, especially with the 50th anniversary coming up next year?
Right. We've worked very hard at that over 5 years. The important thing for me is that this university, understanding the importance of honoring, remembering, and reflecting on the lessons learned of May 4th, 1970. I think Kent State, a big draw for me to come to Kent State, was that we sit in a very unique position as a wounded healer, as we face the tragedies of the shootings on May 4th, 1970. And what did we learn about peaceful dialogue, the importance of civility, the importance of understanding differing perspectives? And so I think the trajectory has been one of collectively honoring and remembering, collectively doing this hard work of remembering and honoring together. I think the May 4th Task Force should be celebrated for 40-some years of carrying the commemoration through. And I know you're aware that the Board of Trustees recently at its March board meeting passed the resolution that the university would take responsibility for the commemoration. I think that's not a takeover as much as it is recognizing the resources and the investment and the commitment the university needs to make.
How has the job of president changed you?
I think I've been changed for the better. And that is, I've learned so much about this Midwestern approach to our work. We're a gritty, hardworking university. We're a no-nonsense, get-the-work-done kind of university. And we're really nice to our core. And I hope that's the biggest thing I take away with me, that it's been a joy to serve this community.
That's outgoing Kent State University President Beverly Warren. You can find much more of our conversation with Warren, including her advice for incoming President Todd Dykin, at WKSU.org. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.